From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair, and here are the stories making news right now. First, police are looking for the people they say are responsible for 15 armed robberies. Each time, a crew of 3 to 6 men go up to someone on the street, point a gun at them. This happened 4 times in River North and Lincoln Park last Friday, and then on Monday, police say these same robbers hit Portage Park, Irving Park, Belmont Cragin, and Lakeview. The crew usually drives off in a dark-colored car. And 2 massive fires last night left 1 business closed and a home collapsed. In Edgewater, a fire destroyed Lunchbox food truck and restaurant on Devon near Clark. The restaurant's owner tells us it was supposed to open soon and he had an inspection scheduled for today. And in Pilsen last night, nearly 100 firefighters were on scene at a home near Troop and 16th, putting out flames. They had to immediately launch a blitz attack as the fire spread to neighboring homes. That home collapsed. And today, community organizers will rally, demanding the 5 officers involved in the shooting and killing of Dexter Reed be fired. At 5:30 p.m., during a police board meeting, organizers are gathering outside of police headquarters in support of Reed and his family. They tell us they want Police Chief Larry Snelling to be fired. For now, Snelling has said the officers involved will not be stripped of their powers. Police body camera footage shows Reed was shot 96 times in 46 seconds by a CPD tactical team. Police say they were conducting a traffic stop for a seatbelt violation. Your forecast: rain showers throughout the day with some heavy downpours possible and thunder this evening with highs in the upper 50s. From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair.